scripture this morning from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And in this section, Matthew is encouraging us to pray. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
I learned a new English word this morning, howdy. Maybe I'll take that back to Japan with me. I'm very happy to be here. I've been at this Albany congregation many times, so I feel comfortable with you. Many faces I do know, and it's also good that there are faces that I don't know. That means some of you are growing up, and you used to be little children, but now you're teenagers, and some of you are new people to this congregation, so that's all good. One of the reasons I'm happy to be here is that you are the last church on my itineration schedule, and a week from today, I get to go back to Japan. I've been to two churches in Indiana, one church in Arkansas, three churches in Kansas, and now two churches in Oregon for my official itineration. And when I had Sundays off, I also got to worship with congregations in Connecticut and in Indiana and in Ohio as well. And it's good for me to hear someone else preach every once in a while. In Japan, I'm always the preacher, and of course, that's in Japanese. So I did have a few chances during my 3.5 months in the U.S. to hear other preachers preach in English, and you can be relieved that I will be preaching to you in English today as well. Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. The way to life, the way to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. Do you recognize what I have just read as the words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount? It's from Eugene Peterson's The Message translation, the narrow gate passage that follows shortly after the ask, seek, knock passage that we just had read. From the New International Version, it reads as follows. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. This morning, I want to think with you about the choices in our Christian lives. In particular, I want to share with you some of the choices and challenges facing Christians and not yet Christians in Japan, while asking you to think about your own choices and challenges. In the Believer's Church tradition, we speak of coming to faith and choosing baptism freely as adults. Was your choice of baptism free? Was it informed? Did you ever feel that the gate to Christian faith was narrow? Was choosing baptism difficult for you? Did you run across any barriers on the way to baptism? And are you encountering any barriers to your Christian faith now? Have you experienced or are you experiencing that the road is hard? Japanese Christians would answer many of these questions in the affirmative. I was partly inspired to take up this topic of narrow gates and hard roads hearing the women in the Friday Koinonia Bible study at Obihiro Mennonite Church, talking one morning about the Christian way really being a lonely choice and continuing to be a lonely walk for them. All of them are the only Christians in their families. So they have no Christian support at home, even if family members tolerate their church attendance and activities. Here in the U.S., active Christians may no longer be in the majority, but Christianity is still a major religion, and most of us have support within our own families, at work, at school, and in social circles, in addition to the culture at large. The situation is very different in Japan, where the number of Christians hovers at 1% or less of the population. It may be hard, if not impossible, for you to imagine what it is like to live out Christian faith as a minority. Actually, active religious faith of any kind, whether Christian, Buddhist, or Shinto, is rare in Japan, with religion save for special occasions or for marking various life passages, such as when infants are 100 days old, or when children turn ages 3, 5, and 7, for example, or when buying a new car. Also, it is not necessary to choose either Shinto or Buddhism, with both incorporated as the occasion demands. A Shinto wedding, or a Christian one for that matter, but a Buddhist funeral. As for negotiating the stresses of everyday life, many Japanese don't particularly perceive of the need for a higher power outside of themselves. 42% of Japanese don't even believe that there is such a higher power. In the ask, seek, knock verses, Jesus invites us to turn to God with all of our needs. For Japanese not yet Christians, the initial need is to sense that there is even a need to need, to recognize that there is even a God of real power to turn to in good times and bad. Thus, even to become aware of the need to ask, the need to seek, the need to knock, to choose to ask, seek, and knock is a crucial step toward Christian faith in Japan. Various expressions convey the difficulty of taking this first step. Jesus used the twin metaphors of the narrow gate and the hard road. In a parallel passage, the Gospel of Luke uses door. Interestingly enough, the phrase the narrow gate in an old-fashioned expression akin to the straight gate has been adopted into the Japanese language to refer to the extreme competition to pass the difficult entrance examination to get into a top-rate university. Success with such an exam grants entrance into elite circles and access to good job prospects. Certainly not what Jesus was promising. Many Japanese people use the expression the narrow gate without realizing that the words come from Jesus. But whether thinking about university entrance exam or entrance into Christian faith, in Japan, the gate is indeed perceived to be narrow. Again, I ask you, has your way to faith and within faith been narrow or wide? Hard or easy? Something else that relates to the university entrance exam connection to the narrow gate is the perception that entering Christian faith too is a kind of entrance exam procedure. Whether consciously or not, many Japanese seem to think that they have to reach a certain amount of Bible knowledge to grasp a certain level of faith, if you will, before they can ask for baptism. But passing through the gate, being baptized, is not a graduation, but rather a landmark along the long journey of the Christian way. I make every effort to convey in my teaching and preaching, and to show as I am able in my own life, that the Christian walk is ongoing. Baptism is not an end, a finish. Baptism doesn't mean knowing everything about Christian faith. Baptism doesn't mean that we stop asking, seeking, knocking. Another expression about entering in Japanese language and culture is the nijiriguchi, or crawling in entrance of a tea ceremony room. Actually, this small entrance is an aspect of the Japanese tea ceremony that has Christian influence, namely today's narrow gate passage from the Sermon on the Mount. As some of you may or may not remember, I have studied the Japanese art of tea ceremony for many decades. When we hold a formal tea ceremony, the tea room is entered through a small square door about 25 inches high and wide, called the nijiriguchi, or crawling in entrance, which requires bending low to pass through. Even though I have done this many times, and I know that I have to bend really low and to stay low long enough to crawl through successfully, I have bonked my head many a time because I did not bow low long enough. Symbolically, the crawling in entrance separates the small, simple, quiet inside world from the crowded, overwhelming outside world. What about our Christian lives? Does anything separate us from the world at large? Is such a separation desirable? Did you need to leave anything behind when you came to faith? Are there things even now that we should leave behind in order to be in the world of faith? Is any so-called crawling in involved for us in attending worship or Bible study or prayer groups? For me, remembering about hitting my head like that makes me think about ways in which I am not willing to be humble enough, to lower myself enough, or simply times when I am not willing to let go or to leave other thoughts, stresses, and worries aside, when I should be praising God or praying, when I should be listening to God's word or paying attention to my Christian sisters and brothers, but rather I am attending to my own concerns. What about you? Do you think you could crawl through that nijiriguchi safely? In Japan, high threshold is another expression that has been used to convey the existence of barriers and obstacles to faith. Of course, churches now have so-called barrier-free entrances, but in traditional Japanese architecture, there was a step up to enter inner space, inside space. Have you ever experienced that the threshold into the church is high? For Japanese seekers, the threshold, even in the 21st century, is still quite high. I have written to you about a woman who started coming to Obihiro Mennonite Church last fall. She continues to attend faithfully. She lives in the neighborhood of the church, so she had long been aware of its existence. She had seen the church listed at the end of an early Sunday morning Christian television program, so she knew that it was a legitimate place. But even so, she said it took her several years to gather up the courage to step inside. Several years, such a high threshold. As soon as she came in and saw me, she recognized that she had seen me shopping at the neighborhood supermarket all these years. She realized that the people inside the church are just normal people. I found that I had two copies of the Japanese translation of the Living Bible on my shelves, so I gave her one. The next time she saw me, she exclaimed, "Thank you for the new Bible. It's so interesting. It's so easy to understand. I've read through whole books." Can you imagine what it is like to read the Gospels for the very first time? There may be various evaluations of the Living Bible translation, but for a newcomer to the Bible, it provides a good way to get an overall view without getting so bogged down in special Christian expressions. speaking of Japanese Bible translations, the Living Bible came out with a new translation this year, and two standard Japanese translations will publish revisions in 2017 and 2018. So reading the Bible in Japanese is becoming easier and easier for Christians and not yet Christians. Managing that initial high step, that initial narrow, small door to get inside the church and to take up reading the Bible doesn't mean instantaneous faith. It's not easy to mature in Christian faith coming out of a background with traditions so different. The woman who started attending last fall is coming faithfully and reading the Bible eagerly. Yes, she is asking, seeking, and knocking. She found the door to be open. She is receiving answers, but she hasn't yet come to faith. I may or may not see that happen in my final 3 years in Japan. I have the privilege of walking with a number of not yet Christians. At Tottori Mennonite Church in Kushiro, I have seen one such seeker gain confidence and open herself up to Christian fellowship. For years, I'm talking about more than 10 years, she attended worship but left immediately afterward without talking to anyone. However, more recently, she usually stays for tea time or the meal if there is one, and she even contributes to discussions. I do not know the barriers that remain for her, but I have seen that she has gradually been opening up and that she has kept on asking, seeking, and knocking. Jesus spoke of the door opening when we knock. The two women I have told you about have had different doors opened in the first place and still have further doors to be opened, doors to worship in fellowship with other Christians, doors of scriptural understanding, doors into their own hearts. But so do we all. Each one of us has further asking and seeking and knocking to do. We are never finished finding more and growing further in our Christian lives. The Greek word translated find in verses 7 and 8 and again in verse 14, as with the English word find, also gives us a chance to think about challenges to faith in Japan. We use to find to mean both to search for, to look for, to inquire, to examine, in other words, to get something through a deliberate process, to come upon something after searching, as well as to mean to run across something by chance without having particularly searched for it. For example, there is a very big difference between finding a quarter on the sidewalk and finding a contact lens that has popped out. The finding Jesus is speaking of here is the result of conscious search, not just something run across or stumbled across by accident. In Japan, coming to faith is hardly ever a natural turn of events or a smooth process. For most Japanese Christians, coming to faith usually follows an extensive search, as opposed to a quick process through some single event or conversion experience, or by growing into adult faith out of childhood church and Christian family experience. Growing up in a Christian environment within a church-going family is not a bad thing. I myself, for example, cannot remember ever not knowing or being known by God, although I do remember asking for baptism and church membership. But my Japanese sisters and brothers have clear before and after memories of not knowing God and now knowing God. I have learned so much from them as I hear them tell their stories of their choices and their faith. They can state clearly how they have changed. What about you? As find in our scripture passage today suggests, steps toward faith in Japan are not spur-of-the-moment decisions or serendipitous happenstances, but rather deliberate, critical choices. The mindful asking, diligent searching, and faithful knocking of not yet Christians can remind already Christians to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, as all of us continue to make good choices that lead to authentic life. Knocking at the right doors and summoning the courage to open and go through such doors leads to faith and deepens faith. The grace of God, the companionship of Jesus, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit help us to make such choices, to take such steps. After having found the right way, it is critical to decide to follow and to continue to make the choices of obedience. Finally, before I sit down, I want to thank you for your faithful financial support to Mennonite Mission Network, as well as prayer support and various forms of communication that help the ministry in Japan with the Mennonite churches of Hokkaido. I now have only a final 3-year term left, but the work is ongoing and would never be completed no matter how many years I would have left. Pray that I can serve faithfully in good health and good spirit in these final 3 years. Thank you.